Proverbs 20, verses 16 through 30. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. A wise king scattereth the wicked, and bringeth the weal over them. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Jesus said, "Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame." Oh, may we ever be wise and prudent as to who we give our word to, and to whom we commit our trust. For bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Let us not be surety for strangers, nor for strange women, no matter how beautiful they are, nor how sweet and appealing their words seem to be. When you see a man who always tells big tales and flatters you, trust him not, nor mingle with such a one. Because he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Meddle not with such a one. Stay far from him. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Let us remain humble, steady, and steadfast on the path of the Lord and his righteousness, and he shall establish our ways. Because ultimately man's goings are of the Lord. How can we then understand our own ways? The way of man is not in himself. We must humble ourselves under the Lord to allow him to direct our paths, for he knows the way we must go, and he shall direct our paths. Because ultimately we need his counsel to establish every good and godly purpose, and only by his Spirit can he prepare us unto war. Otherwise, we shall be like the wicked, using diverse weights and false balances, these things that appeal to the flesh and pride of man. And while they seem to be good unto a man, they are an abomination unto the Lord. And in the end, our Lord Jesus shall scatter all that use such unjust devices. And as the only wise king, he shall bring the wheel of his judgment over them. So let us know that there is nothing that can be hid from the eyes of him with whom we have to do. For the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. He is the father of spirits, and the spirit he gave man shall give account to him in the day of judgment. So let us fear before him and pray that his mercy and truth shall preserve us, and that the glory of the strength and power of our Lord Jesus might enter into us and give us power to become the sons of God, so that the Spirit of the Lord will find a place to plant itself deep in the inward parts of our bellies, birthing a new spirit within us, springing up into everlasting life, and sending forth rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Oh, the glory and riches and beauty of the Ancient of Days, whose judgments and wisdom are unsearchable, and his ways past finding out. And all of this is possible because of the one who was bruised for our iniquities, who was wounded for our transgressions, who came with the pure blue water and rich red blood to cleanse away all evil by the Lord, and by whose stripes we are healed, even to the most inward parts of the belly. Glory to God. Truly, mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. What a gracious and glorious and merciful God and high priest we serve and worship. Let us rejoice in him forevermore, and let us praise his name forever and ever. But let us also fear, lest we lightly esteem his sacrifice and lightly regard the holiness of his blood. For it is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. No, let us first make our inquiries. Let us first seek pardon for our sins and reconciliation with God and man. And then let us eat of that bread and drink of that cup of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we might be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in pure light, whose end shall be everlasting life. Glory to God. And all of this because of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, and so do stripes, the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20, verses 16 through 30.